This is the Wikipedia page for Boanthropy. Welcome to WikiListen, the podcast where we read Wikipedia pages and provide commentary. I'm Victor Varnado, KSN.
And I'm Rachel Teichman, LMSW, reminding you to subscribe.
That's right, everybody. All my little moo cow people out there, subscribe. Boanthropy, we're just going to get into it because it says exactly what it is in the very first sentence. So I say we start reading.
I think so, too. But don't forget to include that very fun note at the top.
All right. Boanthropy. This article lacks ISBNs for the books listed in it. Please make it easier to conduct research by listing ISBNs. If the cite book or citation templates are in use, you may add ISBNs automatically or discuss this issue on the talk page, July 2017. Boanthropy is a psychological disorder in which a human believes themselves to be a bovine.
I wonder if that's related to zoanthropy.
I don't know.
Biblical account. King Nebuchadnezzar II of the Neo-Babylonian Empire is sometimes attributed with boanthropy based on the description in the Book of Daniel, which says that he was driven from men and did eat grass as oxen. Carl Jung would subsequently describe Nebuchadnezzar as a complete regressive degeneration of a man who has overreached himself.
Historical accounts. This section needs expansion. You can help by adding to it. According to the Persian traditions, the Buyid prince Majid al-Dawa has a delusion that he is a cow, making the sound of a cow and asking to be killed so that his flesh could be consumed. He was cured by Avicenna.
Psychological explanations. Psychologists generally group boanthropy along with other forms of zoanthropy. There we go. Into the diagnosis of clinical lycanthropy. Other conditions frequently but not universally found in patients include schizophrenia, psychotic depression, and bipolar disorder.
It has been suggested that hypnosis suggestion and autosuggestion may contribute to such beliefs. So clinical lycanthropy is just a whole bunch of syndromes, I guess, where people think they're different animals?
See, that's what I was talking about when I mentioned zoanthropy at the beginning.
Yeah.
So I guess it's all grouped into lycanthropy.
Clinical lycanthropy. It says there that boanthropy is a form of zoanthropy, which is all part of the diagnosis of clinical lycanthropy.
Yes.
Got it.
Psychoanalytical explanations. Dreams may also play an important part. Jung, for example, records how a stubborn woman dreamed she was attending an important social occasion. She was greeted by the hostess with the words, "How nice that you could come. All your friends are here and they are waiting for you." The hostess then led her to the door and opened it, and the dreamer stepped through into a cowshed.
What does that mean?
I am not a dream analyst. I don't know.
Freud had long since noted cases in which a mental disease has started with a dream and in which a delusion originating in the dream has persisted.
R.D. Lang offers an autobiographical account of a brief reactive psychosis in which the protagonist had a real feeling of regression in time. I actually seem to be wandering in a kind of landscape with desert landscape, as if I were an animal, rather a large animal, a kind of rhinoceros or something like that, and emitting sounds like a rhinoceros. Wiki listeners, you can help support us by listening to this quick message while we research our delusions.
Thank you for listening to that message, everybody. Welcome back to a study of people who think they're cows. Totemism. Eric Byrne considered the first years of life as a time when the child is dealing with magical people who can perhaps, on occasion, turn themselves into animals, and thought that even in later life, quote, "a great many people have an animal which recurs again and again in their dreams. This is their totem, something which may offer a route back for early regressive identifications."
My dead cats make a lot of appearances in my dreams.
Are they like wearing dresses or something?
No, they're just existing as cats.
Okay.
Derogatory cultural identifications of people like cattle with their eyes always looking down and their heads stooping to the earth, that is, to the dining table. They kick and butt at each other with horns and hoofs that are made of iron. Go back at least as far as Plato. While the direct identification of woman and cow in folk humor offers another potential source for delusional identification, anthropological evidence such as a Burmese buffalo dance in which masked dancers are possessed by the buffalo spirit would seem to confirm such totem/cultural influences. Improper synthesis?
Improper synthesis. That's a new one. Physiological explanations. This section needs expansion. You can help by adding to it. Medical explanations suggested for apparent boanthropy include porphyria and general paresis caused by late-stage syphilis.
In popular culture, The Cow, an Iranian movie by Dariush Mirzoi, in which the protagonist Masht Hasan takes up living in a cow shed and eating hay after being led to believe that his beloved dairy cow has run away. In his delusion, he speaks on the cow's behalf, claiming under the guise of the cow that her master, Hasan himself, is still watching over her from outside the cow shed.
In an episode of the anime Revolutionary Girl Utena, the young girl Nanami behaves like and eventually transforms into a cow after receiving a presumably enchanted cowbell as a gift and falsely believing it to be luxury jewelry. The themes of the episode are primarily feminist, using a rendition of the famous song Dona Dona in the context of Nanami's being a cow to narrate the poor social treatment of women. Her transformation could also be interpreted as a symbol for her self-objectification due to her idolization of her appearance and willing submission to her brother's exploitation. In the movie spinoff of the anime, Nanami appears strictly in bovine form while other characters appear in the expected human form. Weird.
I'm into it.
Really?
I don't know. I think it's kind of interesting.
I mean, I kind of want to see this show because it sounds weird as heck, but I don't even know. What's up?
I want to see the movie that the anime was turned into.
Oh, well, you know, maybe someday you shall.
Because I feel like there's some symbolism behind her appearing as a cow the entire time.
Maybe there is. This has been the Wikipedia page for Boanthropy.
Thanks for listening to WikiListen. You can find us at wikilisten.com and on all social media and on TikTok at WikiListen, except for Twitter, which is at wiki_listen. Please rate us and review us on Apple Podcasts because it really helps us out. And don't forget to smash that subscribe button with your hoof and udders.
If there's a particular Wikipedia page you'd like us to read, let us know. We'll read it.